The money came from the coronavirus relief bill Congress passed last December, which included at least $200 million for rent relief for Alaskans. The Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, or AHFC, is taking applications at their website, alaskahousingrelief.org, until this Friday at midnight. Stacy Barnes works for the AHFC and says if renters are struggling to pay rent or utilities, or they owe past rent, or are worried about eviction, this money is for them. It's specifically for lower-income households financially impacted by COVID-19.
In the Fairbanks area, the maximum income that a household can make is $74,480 post the COVID event. So, you know, a year ago, they could have been making much more than that, but as a result of, they may now qualify for this program.
That income limit is a little bit less in Delta and Tok and a little bit more in Healy and Denali Park.
You know, that eligibility checker that we have on the website will also help people. You don't have to know off the top of your head how much money you made last year. The website is designed to make that as easy as possible.
More than 21,000 Alaskans have beat the Friday deadline so far, many of them applying on their smartphones. Barnes says a lot of Alaskans applied for renter relief in a separate program last year that was able to give renters 2 months' worth of money. And those people can apply for this program as well.
And our commitment to Alaskans is that we're taking care of arrearages first. If you're behind on your rent, that's something that we're going to be able to pay your landlord on your behalf up to a total of 12 months.
The AlaskaHousingRelief.org application is also for folks in overcrowded homes where someone has moved in together because of the pandemic, or unsafe situations where there might be domestic violence.
If we can just encourage them to visit the website to check their eligibility, who knows what might happen that's good in their life as a result of stability in their housing situation.
But it is not for landlords. Barnes says there is some AHFC help for property owners, and there may be more soon.
We're not at a point where we're able to provide mortgage relief, but we know that that's part of the national conversation that's occurring.
Over the weekend, the U.S. House passed another $1.9 trillion relief package. That bill is now in front of the U.S. Senate. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.